A crime that triggers a slap on the wrist for a U.S. citizen can mean much harsher penalties for non-citizens. It can even lead to deportation. WHYY's Laura Benchoff reports that Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner announced a new policy today aiming to change that.
The new policy is modeled on one used by the district attorney's office in Brooklyn, where prosecutors take immigration status into account when deciding how to charge or offer plea deals to defendants. Philadelphia DA Krasner says the idea is to make sure non-citizens who commit low-level, non-violent crimes are punished but won't be deported as well.
Sometimes you will find that serving a short period of time in jail will not get you in trouble with immigration, but having a long probation will.
To carry out this policy, Krasner has hired Caleb Arnold, a former criminal defense attorney now practicing immigration law. Arnold says things like a minor drug possession conviction can have steep consequences, even for long-time legal immigrants.
That conviction can deport a lawful permanent resident, and there's nothing you can do to fight it.
One way to prevent it, but keep the same criminal punishment, is to tweak the language prosecutors use in the case.
Maybe it's just a little change in how we craft the plea agreement that preserves relief.
That can turn a deportable offense into a non-deportable one in the eyes of federal immigration enforcement. This new policy also makes good on a campaign promise of Krasner's to, quote-unquote, resist the Trump administration by cooperating with federal immigration authorities only the bare minimum required by law. In a statement, U.S. officials with Immigration and Customs Enforcement said they'll continue to work with Philadelphia officials and their law enforcement partners to uphold public safety. Laura Benchoff, WHYY News.